Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today we want to talk about a young man named Samuel and how the Lord was with him. Here's our two verses for today. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 19 and 20, where we read this. So Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, knew that Samuel had been established as a prophet of the Lord. At the time, Samuel was only a boy, but God gave him a man-sized message to deliver. God told Samuel that judgment was coming upon the high priest Eli and his household because Eli had done so poorly both as a father and as a priest in regard to his sons. God gave the boy Samuel the message, but it took a lot of courage for the young one to deliver it faithfully. He was at first afraid to tell Eli, but he took courage when Eli pressed him to tell him everything. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 18 says, Then Samuel told him everything and hid nothing from him. You see, Samuel was young, but he faced an important decision, whether he would be more concerned about pleasing God or pleasing man. If he was more concerned about pleasing man, then he might not tell Eli, or he might shade the truth. If he was more concerned about pleasing God, he would tell the whole message. Samuel chose wisely, and 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 19 and 20, the verses I read to you at the beginning, this describes the great good that came from his wise and courageous choice. First, the Lord was with him. Nothing compares to this. To have and to know that you have the Lord with you is like nothing else. The Christian can know that God is with them. Do you remember what Romans chapter 8, verse 31 says? If God be for us, then who can be against us? Then it also says that God let none of his words fall to the ground. This means that all of Samuel's prophecies came to pass and were known to be true words from God. Therefore, as we read in our verses, all Israel knew that Samuel had been established as a prophet of the Lord. Since the days of Moses, this was some 400 years before the time of Samuel, there were not many prophets in Israel, and certainly no great prophets. God raised up Samuel as a prophet at this important time in Israel history, and he raised him up as a great prophet. Coming at this time in Israel's history, Samuel is rightly seen as Israel's last judge and first prophet. Samuel bridged the gap between the time of the judges and the time of the monarchy, when prophets such as Nathan, Elijah, and Isaiah influenced the nation. Now, Samuel was a man of great authority and influence, but it can all be traced back to an important decision he made to be more concerned to please God than to please other people. That wise decision can also change the course of your life. Hey, today, decide that you're going to please God first and foremost, and not care so much about pleasing people.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.